org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And welcome to 7-5 Radio. A special welcome to the subscribers of Compound Media. I am Peter Scoop Stanton here today with Walter Yerkew. If I sound different, it's because I am under the weather. I'm going to let Walter take most of the helm today. As you know, first thing we do is pay respect to law enforcement officers murdered in line of duty. Today we remember and honor Agent Alfred Zanet Perez of the Puerto Rico Police Department, end of watch, February 15th, 2019. He was killed in a drive-by shooting during undercover operation. How are you doing today, Walt?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm sorry you're feeling under the weather.
Yep, I'm feeling under the weather. Both my kids are sick, and my wife's dying for me to stay home from work the next couple of days. And I'm looking to get back to work as soon as humanly possible. But, well, I know you are loaded for bear, but let's go on the first topic everybody's talking about, Justin Smollett. Walt, what are your thoughts?
Well, this guy has been has gotten exactly what he set out to get, only, you know, in the wrong way. He wanted some publicity because he felt he wasn't popular enough to make more money on that show. What is it? Empire? And it's African-American oriented show, which is, you know, complete, you know, bull hockey, like most of these TV shows that are on that surround, you know, both whites and blacks. You know, they got them on the screen set up like they're taking, what do you call these, glamour shots. You know, there's nothing glamorous about any of these shows. They're all phony. You know, like the Bill Cosby show was way back in the 80s. You know, it's not how, you know, the average person lives. And I think both in the black and the white communities are targeted to behave like this. You know, you watch Good Morning America and, you know, some of these other shows where these so-called hashtag celebrities are dressed up like vaudeville acts, modern vaudeville acts. And that's what it is. They spent hours in makeup, hours in hair, hours in wardrobe. And, you know, this is the projection that this is how real people are. Well, you know, I don't watch any of those shows. I don't watch the reality shows. I don't watch none of that nonsense. However, this guy... you know, what is this guy's name? Is it Jussie or is it Juicy? You know, Jussie with an E. Is it Jussie or Juicy? You know, I guess his you know, and I have nothing against the LGBT community. As a matter of fact, you know, you got a right to be what you want to be. However, he decided that he wasn't making enough money. He sent himself a threatening letter. The contents of that letter, I don't think has been revealed yet. I haven't seen any, and decided to create an attack. And we all know the story. And we had JJ Gunner on the show, a few weeks ago.
JB.
3 weeks ago. What?
JB. Is JB. Juliet Bravo.
I'm sorry, JJ.
he was a good times.
Yeah. You know, we had a great show that day, and you know, and again, you asked me about this Jussie Smollett character, and you know, I called it what it was right off the bat. You know, it was fake, it was hoaxed, it was, you know, it was a direct. He targeted himself. He hired two guys, and you know, they turned out to be African nationals of African descent, because we do have white Africans. If people just want to forget about them, to create a situation where he would be put in a situation where, oh my, poor me, poor black, you know, gay me, I got attacked by, you know, white men with a rope in the shape of a noose. Now, I called it what it was. It was a hoax. In South Side of Chicago, look, you can't, white guy can't walk around in the South Side of Chicago without standing out, you know, like a neon sign, okay, number one, let alone two guys walking around, let alone with a noose in their hands. There's no trees. I said that out loud, and I'm going to say it again. There's no trees in the South Side of Chicago. So the noose thing just, didn't work. Didn't work. Not for me. But there are some people who really felt bad for this guy from the minute that it was reported to the Chicago Police Department. And, you know, Chicago Police Department, I could just picture them raising one eyebrow and saying, like, really? That's your scenario? Okay. Well, we'll investigate it. We'll waste our time on it. And we'll let other African-American men get murdered or murder each other while we're investigating your stupid blank story. All right. Well, he got what he wanted. There was numerous murders in Chicago, as there always is, in the past 3 weeks since this incident, alleged incident, happened. So he wasted time of the CPD. Now, the CPD has a lot on their hands to deal with the gang warfare and going on in Chicago. They don't need this character. You know, he was so stupid, he hired two black guys to play white guys. Why didn't he just hire two white guys to do it? You know, it's all on video. However, it come out that he decided that he wasn't making enough money. He wanted to be popular. And, well, you got what you wanted. On the other hand, I don't see that the Empire show or the Empire production company or whoever produces that show has fired his butt. If you remember, and Roseanne, some months ago with the new show coming, Roseanne Barr show, that was slated to be one of the best comeback shows of the century. She got canned because she said some type of a racial epithet on TV or on Twitter, and she got fired. And they went ahead with the show without her. And well, we know where that show is. It got caught in the vortex of toilet water. Apparently,
right.
I suspect that this Empire show should follow suit. You know, fire this kid that thinks he's greater than anybody else. Who, you know, what makes people think? You know, what happened to the good old days of celebrities destroying hotel rooms? You know, throwing chairs out the window. You know, and things like that. Now, they're taking it upon themselves to create these racial incidents that didn't happen, and people felt sorry for the son of a gun, including, you know, Kamala and Booker T and Newark MG. And okay, we're on our break, so take us away, my friend.
All right, we'll be right back with finish up Mr. Smollett in Compound Media and where else is going on today. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back to 7-5 Radio. Talk about Juicy Smollett. Walt, continue what you were saying before the break.
All right, the seller here, Smollett, he's trying to make himself a name for himself, and that's what he did. Only it didn't come out the way he thought it would come out. And he's been arrested by the Chicago PD for filing false police reports, you know, and, you know, the whole disorderly conduct kind of thing along those lines. There's many, many branches to the charges that this guy has, you know, wasting city taxpayer dollars on a police investigation that, you know, they were chasing their own butts because there wasn't anything to look for. It was a complete falsehood. If he had a half a brain, you know, he would have joined, like Alcoholic or Narcotics Anonymous, you know, to make a name for himself, like the rest of the celebrities in L.A. Do. Or, you know, like De Niro, you know, when he got on that, what was it, the Grammys, where he said F Trump, he just took it upon himself to try to put himself in mainstream media. You know, to get him on the A-list, so to speak. You know, just like that idiot Kathy Griffin, who held a bloody head of Trump last year to try and get on the A-list. And look at me. I'm the tough one. I can do this. And look where it ended up with her. You know, she's just a, you know, complete panty wipe. And this guy is running a close second, you know, for doing this. He's under arrest. People on Twitter saying, no, he hasn't been arrested. You know, he turned himself in. Well, okay, he turned himself in, but he's still under arrest. You know, you morons. You know, they just got to have a play on words. You know, these people that backed him up. And as we were going to break, I was mentioning Kamala and or what's her name, Kamala or Kamala? What is it? You know,
Booker. I don't know. Ask JB Gunner. He's got the right pronunciation.
Yeah, and Booker there and the MGs from Newark, New Jersey. You know, they all jumped on this bandwagon. Oh, poor guy, black guy. You know, this is a lynching. This is nothing short of a lynching. You know, that kind of nonsense. You know, and, you know, really, you know, that kind of stuff does happen these days. Unfortunately, it does. You know, but not in Chicago, for Christ's sake. It's ridiculous, you know, to go into a mainstream city and say he was, you know, racially attacked by two white guys with a noose. You know, how ridiculous. You know, first of all, they're not going to use, you know, a brand new rope. They'll use something that's got some blood on it, first of all. You know, I live in the South now. I hear all those stories and the rumors and that there's still nooses hanging on trees somewhere out around here and such. You know, and it happens. And it's unfortunate. It's a part of history. It's a black eye. But in this case, it's a black eye to the black community, the LGBT community, to the conservative community in Hollywood, as small as it may be, because we all know how they feel out there about Mr. Trump. But in the light of this guy getting arrested, okay, he turned himself in, he got arrested. I found a Twitter. I'm not going to call him an associate. It's Keith the Cop. Okay, now, you know, Mr. Keith the Cop, he was a member of the service of the NYPD, and, you know, although I did not do well on the NYPD, it doesn't take away from my thoughts about of any kind of support for the NYPD. You know, I am 100% pro-cop. No matter what I did, I paid for it. Apparently, his tweet, which reads, "I am not a liberal, but on behalf of all liberals, I want to apologize for jumping the gun and defending Jesse." It's Jesse, so Keith, correct that. Jesse Smollett, and blaming MAGA. Liberals, since you won't apologize publicly, please just retweet and pin this to your profile. We forgive you and understand you don't want to eat crow. Now, I took this as he was apologizing. Now, when you apologize, you're looking for forgiveness. So apparently his tweet is reading to me that he backed up Mr. Jesse, although he spelled his name wrong, Jesse Smollett, and blame MAGA hats, people who wear MAGA hats. And I tweeted back to him, "Everyone makes mistakes, won't you agree? Sometimes even an ex-cop gets caught up in the moments of misguidedness. No matter the seriousness of their actions, all deserve a second chance. Agreed?" And he retorted that, of course, but how many times will they jump the gun to be able to say, "I was first to support and condemn"? Okay. Now, you know, you can't have it on both sides of the fence. My issue is not that he backed up Jesse, or Jussie, as he calls him. My issue is that he's looking for an apology for something that he did that was a total fabrication, a mistake. I respect that he's apologizing for it and looking for forgiveness. My attack, as it's coming to be, on this fella, not that he's an ex-cop, not that he wouldn't work professionally with me 4 years ago when he came onto the scene with his compound media nonsense, but that he wouldn't work with me professionally because of who I was and what I did way back 30 years ago. That's the reason why he wouldn't work with me professionally. And he's correct. He did not bash me on Twitter or social media, number one, because like this Jesse Smollett thing he called it, he didn't have all the facts and he still doesn't have all the facts, so he can't bash me. All he knows is what he's read. He's done no investigative work whatsoever. He just jumped the gun. And now he's trying to get on the other side with forgiveness so his damage control doesn't disturb anything he's got going on. Well, Mr. Keith the Cop, Lieutenant, It took me one phone call to make one phone call, as you know, without a response. And believe me, sir, that is no threat. It is that there are people that you used to work with, that you're friends with now, that I know personally. So you are wrong. People are saying that it was tongue-in-cheek. And when they said it was tongue-in-cheek, you jumped on and said it was tongue-in-cheek. Well, no, it wasn't satire. You were looking for an apology for what you did wrong 3 weeks ago by jumping on the liberal bandwagon and condemning white people attacking black people. Well, it didn't happen, and now you're trying to clean up, like I said, by damage control because you're afraid you're going to lose listeners. Now, I think you're going to get more listeners because I stepped into this. I'm not looking to fry you in public. All I did was ask you, now, do you forgive me? Because you're asking forgiveness. So you forgive people like me? Do you forgive people like my partner on the radio here, Scoop Stanton, and anybody else that did anything wrong? I paid for my issues and crimes more than enough. I'm not going to defend myself at what I say on the air or on Twitter. You're the one that jumped the gun. You twisted this around. I didn't. So if you're part liberal, that's fine. I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. But you should apply for a job at CNN because you reported fake news 3 weeks ago, and now you're flipping it to report fake news. That ends my segment of the show today. Thank you.
That was Walter Yerkew, everybody. Coming up, my quick thoughts about fake crimes and our stormy relationship between Liberty News Radio and Compound Media. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as producers of the TV show Empire now say actor Jussie Smollett's character in the show will be written out of the final two episodes of this current season. That after Smollett's been accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself that he reported to Chicago police. President Trump tweeting yesterday asking Smollett, "What about the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" As the actor had claimed that the two men who attacked him were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
"The only person to blame in this case is Smollett, and it's another sad example of people so quick to want to attack and come after this president, much like you saw with the Covington kids."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
A disgraced Coast Guard lieutenant's being called a domestic terrorist by prosecutors. Christopher Hassan will stay in custody for at least the next 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case against him after he's accused of wanting to stage terrorist attacks and have high-profile Democrats and journalists killed. Robert Herr is the U.S. District Attorney in Maryland.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
House Democrats are set to introduce a bill to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border today. The Democrats call the declaration an overreach of presidential power. The Trump administration facing a lawsuit from the family of an Alabama woman who's been refused entry after she married and became an ISIS member. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. Well, as for my take on Smollett, as soon as I heard it happen, I knew it was fake, even though no facts were coming out. Because why? Being in this business for 12-plus years, it turns out every time somebody says they were victim of some sort of hate crime with nooses, swastikas, KKK graffiti, so on and so forth, it's made up, and they're the so-called victims are the ones that did that. So needless to say, when the facts came out with Smollett, Walt, you, me, and JB all said, hey, this is some Bravo Sierra. And we were right. And we said, I think one of us said it was about a something to promote themselves, or they're looking to get written off the show. And we were half right, because I guess he's looking for more money. So that, I knew that was coming. As far as Keith the Cop, or Keith Massera, who's the executive producer of Compound Media, his tweet was supposed to be tongue-in-cheek. I half-heartedly believe him, because, you know, I do bombs every week here on 7-5 Radio. But the fact that he does not want to work for, say, guys like you and Mike Dowd, because of what happened 30-plus years ago, and he had a clean record with New York's finest, is really puzzling to me because of who Compound Media has hired. I understand, you know, you don't want to be around surly characters, but when you hire somebody who is a known drug addict, who's showed up to work under the influence, who's been arrested for possession of narcotics or intent to buy and or distribute, or who hasn't shown up for work because they are high on drugs, or they come in and they do absolute awful performance because they're on drugs, that kind of raises a question. I mean, and we all know we're talking about Artie Lang. I mean, Walt, I mean, you're no Artie Lang. I think you're funnier than Artie Lang. You're cleaner than Artie Lang. And you don't do any narcotics, unlike Artie Lang, who, despite going to jail numerous times, is still doing narcotics. But, you know, it's one thing to say, all right, I don't want to work with you because you're a dirty cop 35 years ago. But, oh, wait, we got an opening for on our media platform, so let's give this guy a $700,000 contract and hope he doesn't do too many drugs. And look how well it worked out for Compound Media. So, you know, I question Keith the Cop's in total integrity. I mean, it's one thing you got to, you know, dance with the devil if you want to do business, but it's another thing you say, oh, well, you know, I don't deal with those kind of people, but you bring in other people, worse people, that you sign a paycheck to. Now, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but people who do drugs or involved in drugs usually hang out with other very awful people. True or false?
Oh, absolutely true. You know, how else do you get your drugs?
Right. I mean, there's a video on YouTube of Artie Lang in Best Western Hotel somewhere, and he's somebody grabbed a bag full of drugs, and he's fighting the lobby of this Best Western over his bag of dope. And yeah. But anyways, this is not our first run-in with Compound Media. Back in 2014, right, after Acumia got fired by XM for tweets, he didn't threaten anybody, didn't kill anybody. It's not something he said. For some tweets, he decided to start Compound Media with the Anthony Acumia show. So I contacted Keith. I said, hey, we'd love to have Anthony on the political cesspool. I've been following Anthony from the WNEW days in New York and Sirius XM. And, you know, I think it'd be great for the show because we have the same type of people, same demographic for both platforms. He said, okay, great, no, fine. And I figured, okay, well, you know, I was expecting the call, like, oh, he's not going to, you know, show up or whatever. You guys are this, that, and a third. No, he came on an hour later. I don't know why, but he came on. And to be honest, it was the best interview James Edwards did ever. And it was the best interview Acumia did ever, even though there's some technical difficulties. And it was absolute smashing success. And I called Keith afterwards and said, hey, how'd it go? He said, oh, it went great. You know, Anthony had a good time, and you know, we'll keep in touch. And during the interview, it's on YouTube. It's on the Cesspool Archives. He says, man, I just want to hang out and drink some beers with you guys. And we get the same warm and fuzzy. So I became a subscriber to Compound Media because also he's going to have Sean Bergen, New York correspondent for the Cesspool and our fill-in host and our all-around good friend. He's going to fill it, you know, do a segment with Acumia. So anyways, day one, he said, you know, of course there's some backlash for being on the Cesspool, like always. For whatever reason, Walter, not only did you not get any backlash, but now you're on a show following the Cesspool.
Something,
right? Right. So, anyways, Acumia says, "Oh,
I just want to add that, you know, I don't talk about the 7-5, you know, per se, much, if at all, on our show. You know, that's not what the show is about. You know, but I'm going to bring this up. I've listened to this guy, Keith, the cop." I've listened to the stuff that, you know, he puts out there on occasion, you know, cause, you know, I'm new to this media thing, you know, being on the radio, you know, from starting last April and stuff. So, you know, I try to listen to other, you know, people, you know, that, that have shows like ours, you know, just to see what they say and how they talk. He's always put, what he says, it's like he puts it on top of a fence, you know, and whichever way it goes, you know, he's got a defense for either way which it goes. Now, you know, I understand what his terminology was in his tweet, okay? And I was jumping on the fact that, you know, if somebody apologizes for what they did wrong, you know, is it okay? So he's looking at all the liberals to apologize. And is he going to forgive them? You know, if he's going to forgive them, then him and I are good. Because that means he maybe not forgets, but forgives what me and Mike did way back when, 30 plus years ago. So, you know, he reminds me of Kenny Urell. And you know, we don't speak, and I'm sure Kenny's going to listen to this, but I don't really care. Because after the 7-5 come out, and Kenny, you know, took the stand that, yeah, I'm a rat, blah, 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 blah. It's not what I said. It's how I say this is how it happened, and he's always jumping the gun, like he's the cop saying, that's not what I meant. That's not what I said. That's not the way it happened. You're wrong. You're making a mistake. He takes the stand that he only knows what happened, you know, when everybody else was there, and he's the only one telling a different story. It's the same thing with what happened yesterday. Now, the tongue-in-cheek so-called event that everybody's calling this now, you know, it's not what I jumped on. I jumped on the apology aspect of it. I could care less about, you know, what he does on his show, what he says in his tweets. You know, he took my tweet the wrong way. So because I'm the bad guy in this situation, so, okay, yeah, I'm the bad guy. Like Tony Montana, I'm the guy that all you people, mother truckers, I'm the guy you need to point your finger at. So go ahead, you keep pointing your finger at. One of these days, karma is going to come around and get that song in your head, you know, from my friend, what's his name?
Culture Club? John Lennon.
Yeah, Boy George. Start singing Karma Chameleon because it's going to come around and it's going to bite you, my friend, and I'm not going to have a damn thing to do with it. Okay, now I'm done.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, now, getting back to the Jesse thing, it's like they were blaming white people for killing all those kids in Atlanta, you know, 35, 40 years ago, 79 to 81 or 82. In Atlanta, you know, if there was white people in Atlanta, they would have seen them. And it turned out to be this guy, I'm not going to say his name, he's been in jail since 1982, you know, and he should burn in hell for what he did.
Go on. All right, with that note, we're going to come back, finish up with Compound Media, our interactions with them, and anything else that we have time for. I got to take care of a screaming child. We'll be right back on 75 Radio.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we're back, everybody. And now I'll try to finish my story. I started 15 minutes ago. So, Kumi was on Cesspool. It was a big hit. Day one, he went on his radio. He's like, hey, I went on the show, so what? Go, if you don't like it, go pound sand. So day two or three, even more backlash, and now he's starting to sweat. I guess his whatever backers he has or the bosses he has to answer to was not happy. So he started doing his backpedaling. Well, we should have done more research, and maybe it wasn't the right decision. So that, you know, that was that. And he only had Sean Bergen on one or two more times, didn't offer him a gig, even though he's the best thing out there. And just to let you know the influence of this network, Sean Bergen had a internet show based out of Long Island. It is called WLINY.com. And he said he was getting calls and emails and feedbacks from people as far as California. And he says, how do they know about this show in Long Island? I said, well, that'd be Liberty News Radio, sir. But anyways, that's where we're at with Compound Media. I suggested, you know, to Keith, bring Walter on the Kumia show because I... You know, Walter would be a great guest. As you said, Walter, we don't talk about the 7-5, you know, back in the day. We talk about what's going on right here, right now. But, of course, he said no because I guess ex-cops who did things 35 years ago is not good. But halfway funny junkies is good. It'd be a lot cheaper than Artie. So that's where we stand with Compound Media. From what I understand, they're not doing as great as they expected to. Anthony's book that he is called, I even forgot the name of the book. He wrote a tall book. It's not doing that great in the sales department. So anyways, we wish them luck with whatever their future ventures. So, you know, whatever happens, happens, you know. And, you know, I really, really loved Opie and Anthony. From way back in the day, it was when I was living in the Hanford Roads area, some local rock station did some awful bit where they ripped off another radio legend named Phil Henry, and they went to commercial. I called them out, you know, off air. I said, you know what, you ripped off a bit from somebody else or bought the bit from a service like Prep Burger for this awful, you know, rip off. And like, no, we didn't. I said, all right, well, I'm going to get the satellite radio. And then of course, satellite radio, they're just running that into the ground. How they're making any money is beyond me. But anyways, moving right along. One thing I did notice was that, when the Smollett incident did hit, going back to where we first started off, all these Democrat, presidential hopefuls, Sucky Barker, Kamala Harris, Pocahontas, Chrissy Gillibrand, you know, the other dozen, they all condemned this awful, you know, lynching type situation. But when all these officers were dying in line of duty, nothing. And we do this every single week. We don't even do officers, you know, that just had a heart attack or was hit by killed in traffic or things like that. We did remember Detective Simonson because, you know, both of us are former members of the service, but nothing from these people. So that, you know, they could give a crap about these people giving their lives on the line. But you know, some black celebrity on some show nobody watches. Oh my God! And you think it's the JFK assassination all over again? But well, you got anything else in the wheelhouse?
Well, you know, apparently this just popped in over here on my teletype. You see, I'm living back in the 70s right now. The producers of the Empire show that's based in Chicago has removed Mr. Jussie Smollett from its final two episodes. I guess it will be hard to eliminate his role in the shows that have already been taped, but he has been removed from the Empire product on the last two episodes. So I guess his character is now defunct. They'll probably do something, you know, he either died of drug overdose or gets arrested on the show and does life in prison, you know, something like that. But they won't, you know, kill him off, because then that will be like part of what Jussie, you know, lived in real life. You know, he just wanted to be attacked by two white guys. They're not going to do that on the show. Although it would be ironic if they had two white guys on the show and fictitiously, you know, murdered him, you know, in some form of fashion. That would be a good thing, because then he would never return. But Mr. Smollett, good luck on the unemployment line. you know, I'm sure, you know, it's $65,000 an episode. You probably won't need unemployment, you know, right away. But you know, good luck.
Right.
Dumbass.
And just another thing, they had 12 detectives working on that bogus case. So the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department said, you know what? The attention given to all their details concerning violent crime, gun crimes, and murder was given just as was not affected. You know, that's kind of hard to swallow, superintendent, because you got 12 detectives working around the clock over this bogus case. So lucky now this is over. They can erase some of the names off that wall in the homicide unit. Like they do on, was it The Wire and what's the other show? Homicide: Life on the Streets, like they do in Baltimore. But anyways, back over here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is on an apology tour. I'm not making this up. He's going around the Commonwealth to apologize for stuff he did 35 years ago. He was supposed to speak at a one of these known names historically back Black College University, and the student body president sent him a letter, said, please don't come here. And he didn't. So he's going to do something else instead. So the governor of Virginia was supposed to be one of these purple states, you know, supposed to be big in 2020. The governor's doing an apology tour. I said him and the attorney general's going to do a minstrel show, not an apology tour through the Commonwealth of Virginia. So he's just been an absolute. He's just been an absolute failure. I mean, we got this idiot as the governor, and before that we had the Bill and Hillary Clinton bagman, Terry McAuliffe, as governor, and before that we had a Republican governor who was a great governor, but he was he had his hands in the cookie jar. He had some sticky fingers. So that's where we're working at, and of course. Virginia is just becoming like New York, just like Illinois, where you got one major metropolitan area, which is all Democrat, and you got the rest of the state, which is all red. And guess what? The Democratic area, that's going to rule the rest of the state. That's why Illinois is falling apart. People outside of Chicago hate Chicago and hate Illinois, and people in New York, outside of New York City, hate New York, and they're moving out. So look for the same thing to happen in Virginia. People are just going to be sick and tired of these suburban D.C. liberals telling what these people can and cannot do. And it's only a matter of time before they take away gun rights here, because so many people from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts are moving down here. And Virginia is one of the good states where you can open carry in bars and restaurants. But look for that going away sooner than later, unfortunately. And this was a great state to live in at one time. And then over in the media section, Laura Logan, who was a foreign correspondent for CBS News, she got She went out on a limb and told us what we all knew 20 years ago. The media is liberal. And, of course, she's being called everything but a child of God. And she says it's true. It's been true. I just couldn't take it anymore. But probably do not look for her to be hired by Fox News. Even though she's very easy in the eyes, you can tell that she has her own mind, speaks her own mind. And, you know, Fox either hires Washington, D.C., and Beltway insiders, or bubbleheads and skirts. Since she is, you know, an attractive young lady and she's smart, she probably won't be on Fox News.
But, you know, unfortunately, I sent a tweet out about her. I sent a tweet out, about her the other day. She was doing an interview and, 75% of each breast was exposed. I made the remark that, she could fall over one time as young, and that was full of sex. But if you don't want to say something, don't show it.
All right, well, we missed the end. We missed the punchline. You have to put it on Twitter. Anyways, folks, follow us on Twitter at Scoop Stanton, at Walter Yerq, at 75 Radio 1. Scoop Stanton signing off. Have a good one, everybody.
James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.